Well, it's every badly behaved student's dream and every school's nightmare. Hundreds of school reports from South Wellington Intermediate School have been lost in the post. The school's principal is Tracy Little, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened here?
Well, we don't know. We've been asking and asking, but 500 school reports got posted and never got to their destination.
So you put stamps on them and they're all legit and sent away?
Yep, absolutely. All prepaid envelopes that cost a small fortune, lost.
So how many parents, what do they eventually get their reports? What happened?
No, they've yet
still haven't got
seen.
Them?
Nope. No. So we've reprinted and sent reports home and stuff, but yeah, the posted ones, never been seen.
Why do you post? I mean, I suppose some people would say, why not just give the report to the child to take home?
Because sometimes they don't get home. If you're a parent, you will know that often things are left in the bottom of a bag for weeks at a time.
True that.
Faced with a banana and an empty yogurt bottle. So we send them home. But also it means that those parents who are absent from kids' lives still get access to that information.
What about emailing?
Not all families have email. Probably 18 to 20% of our families are refugee families or, you know, our low socioeconomic families. So they don't all have internet. So, again, we would still have to be printing off and posting.
Did you have copies of the reports? I mean, I imagine the teachers would put a lot of work into these things.
Huge amounts of work. So, yes, we did have electronic copies, so we were able to reprint them, but we just expect that when they go into the post box that we don't have to think about them again.
So will you continue to use post? Have you had any problems like this before?
We haven't had problems like this before, and we are now seriously considering what our options are.
What has New Zealand Post said to you? Because that's a lot of letters to lose.
It really is a lot of letters to lose. And we've spent seven and a half weeks now. We spent over 5 weeks contacting them, and never getting any reasonable responses. And even yesterday, I got a message to say, oh, we're going to reopen the case. Well, actually, we're not happy that you closed the case in the first place.
So you talk about other options. What do you do?
So we'll probably look at email, but it does mean that we'll still have to print off some, and we'll have to chase a number of parents for email addresses and things like that, because, for example, a dad that lives in Auckland, we'll have a physical address, but we don't have email address.
Perhaps carrier pigeon might be an idea.
Bring back the carrier pigeon.
Well, it's not going to make it harder, is it?
Tracy Liddell, good luck with that. Thank you very much for your time this morning on Morning Report.